iOS 17 gets released tomorrow to all iPhones. So, what is new and what do you need to know in order to get it? So, we're going to start with the phone app. So, imagine you can make your phone all fancy when you call your friends. You can put a emoji, you can put a photo, and there's like text you can put, customize the text. That's what contact posters do. It's like having a stylish business card for all of your calls. And when someone leaves a voice message after you either press voicemail during an incoming call or you decline the call, you can read that what they're saying in real time with live voicemail, and you can even jump right into the call and pick up even if they're leaving the voicemail. So if it's important, you might need to take that. It's like having a personal assistant transcribe your messages. So you know stickers in the messages app? iOS 17 puts all your stickers into one place, and it's in one drawer in the messages app. So it's the new stickers iMessage app. So there's you can also create your own stickers from your photos by lifting the subject, and you can add shiny effects like puffy or rainbow. I don't know what they're called. It's like kind of like crafting your own emojis. And if you're going somewhere, you can use check-in. It's basically like a digital I'm safe button that tells your loved ones when you arrive safely somewhere, and even shares useful info in case you're running late, like battery and if you're connected to Wi-Fi or cellular data. FaceTime is a video call, right? What if you want to leave a message? Now you can leave a video message if they don't pick up, so it's like recording a video voicemail. When your phone is charging, you can now see clocks, photos, and widgets on the screen. It's like a fancy alarm clock, so you can customize it to have a cool clock. You can add widgets like the calendar app, and you can also use it for like nighttime when the alarm goes on the screen. It'll take up the full screen and it'll tell you the time. It'll just give you some useful information. And if you have iPhone 14 Pro or newer, like the iPhone 15 or iPhone 15 Pro, then you can, it will be on all the time. And the coolest thing about that is that it turns all of your widgets into a red color so that it doesn't hurt your eyes when you're trying to sleep. If it's like in the dark, it'll automatically shift to the dark. AirDrop. So imagine you're meeting a new friend and you want to swap a contact info. All you have to do is tap your phone together. So bring your Notch or your Dynamic Island together, and that's what name drop is. It's like a modern day business card exchange. So it will show your contact poster and it will give select information about your contact, which you can customize, or you can choose to just send your contact, or the other person can choose to just send their contact. And so if you just want one of them, then you can just get one of them. And of course you can turn it off if it's bothering you. So typing is easier on iOS 17. It has an automatic proofreader for your messages, is basically what it is. So it has like better autocorrection and predicts what you want to say. So if you're typing, "Hey, do you?" and if you say, "Want to go somewhere a lot," then it will show in a kind of transparent text, not fully transparent, but like half transparent text, which then if you press the space bar, it'll autocomplete that. So it's like what they had before, where it was above that, but instead it's it will show it in the text box, not on top of the text box. So Safari, you can now separate your work stuff and personal internet stuff separate, and you can share your passwords with your friend securely. So you can just in iMessages, you can autofill. You can autofill anywhere with the autofill button. It's like when you try to just press the space bar, not the space bar, sorry. You just press in the text box where the cursor is, and then it'll show an autofill button, and it'll just autofill the password. It's just plain text. It won't share them the actual password into the password section in settings. It'll just autofill the plain text that is the password. And of course you can do it with context too. So you can just autofill someone's email if you don't want to type it all out, or yours. So now you can SharePlay in the car. So it blends SharePlay and CarPlay. So you can SharePlay in the car, and then if people want to skip a song, anyone can skip the song. Or if everyone wants to add something to the list, then you can just keep adding them separately from each other, so you don't have to go to the same phone and be like, hey, can you add the song here, let me type that in. All you have to do is share play with everyone if you have Apple Music, and voila, just add everything you want to the list without taking anyone else's phone. So that's the biggest stuff for iOS 17. So basically iOS 17 makes your iPhone cooler and fun. There's more information on apple.com, obviously, but if you want to back up your iPhone, here's how to do it. So first, I would advise everyone to back up your iPhone before you do it, because sometimes there may be errors during the installation process which can cause bugs, which is very unlikely, but sometimes it happens and you can back it up. So how to back up? All you have to do is download iTunes on your Windows computer. That's one of the options. And then plug your phone into that computer, which will allow you to back it up. Or you can plug your phone in directly to a Mac that supports the iPhone, and then back that up in the same menu. It'll show it like under the files, under all your, on the sidebar on the left, where it shows like all the categories of your files, like downloads, documents, stuff like that. Then below there will be the name of your iPhone and then an eject button. But then you can go there and back it up. Also, you can use iCloud if you have enough storage in iCloud. Usually you don't, unless you have iCloud Plus. You can just back it up in there. And then restore it with a Mac or a laptop, a Windows laptop. Then once you're done backing it up, go into your iPhone settings, go to General, go to Software Updates, and then at the bottom there will be a little update button. It will look better. Once you update, it'll let you upgrade. Why do I keep saying upgrade? Update like later tonight. There's a special button just for that, and you'll see like a confirmation at the bottom that'll say your iPhone is going to update tonight, and then you can click update now or you can click cancel. So I think that's a really, really good add to the update thing. Or if you don't want to update there because you like don't have enough storage on your phone or something, you can also update using iTunes on Windows or Finder using a Mac, which is the same way as the backup, but just click the update button. So iOS 17 drops tomorrow, so I'll see all of you with your awesome contact posters and all that nice stuff, your custom stickers. Thank you for watching. If you like this podcast, please share it with someone that you think will also like this podcast. Follow me if you want. Rate me wherever. And thank you for watching. Also, look at my other episodes if you want to learn more about all the other Apple stuff. Bye!